Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's go to another happy topic. A little comic relief here today. 13 months after Brian Koberger pled guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students, he's picked up the phone and said, "It wasn't me." Really? Because I kind of caught you red-handed doing all the horrible shit. It wasn't me. And then you admitted it in court, and Olivia Gonzalez ate your fucking lunch. It wasn't me. That's what he's doing. He's raising his hand and saying, "It wasn't me." Ooh, that's special. I'm not a killer. Are you an airplane tomorrow, Brian? Are you a dinosaur tomorrow? That's exciting. It's glad to see you're playing pretend and pretending you're things that you're not. He wrote a letter to the New York Times, or called the New York Times, a reporter who then decided this would be a good story for clicks, and decided to publish that Brian Koberger had called him and said, "It wasn't me." Brian went to a thesaurus, used a whole bunch of big words that he thought made him sound smart, and then wrote a petition claiming that he should get a new trial.
Based on a BS book.
Based on a shitty book that we decided not to have the author on our show of, because we started trying to read it, and like by over the weekend, we're like, "Can you read another chapter of this? Because I can't." Yeah. So that happened, and it's kind of full stop. He doesn't really have a path for a new trial. I want to talk to Bob about this and see if there really truly is. I mean, technically, is there a path for anything in the legal system? Yes. There's usually some road that can change or thing that can happen. And, you know, anything is possible. And, you know, Santa might come down the chimney tonight, too. Is it likely? Probably not. But it's noise. And it's Brian Koberger who had admitted to it, and that's where it sat, that he admitted to it. Now he's saying, "It wasn't me." Robin, are you surprised?
No, but I love every moment of it because it shows how much he's suffering. You know, I like that he didn't get the death penalty because he is suffering so much more behind bars. One of the things that he's arguing that what was the exact wording? He didn't get what he was promised or because he's being tortured by fellow prisoners behind bars. Good. You know, you see that visceral response I get? This is scorn. This is so good. And the Gonzaleses came out with their statement that said, good, bring it, because now we can put the death penalty back on. I mean, just the fact that he's arguing this, and he's using the same verbiage that they had in, I don't even know that author's name that put out that trash, you know, saying that it didn't go to trial because of mishandling or whatever the hell he was saying. We tried reading the book and it was just total bunk. His defense attorney, she did a great job. She did all she could. She saved his life, even though it really shouldn't have been. But Bob will be able to weigh in better than this, but this to me is just comical. Just comical because he doesn't have a leg to stand on. Even if he was to get some legs in this, he's his own attorney on this. Let's watch the show. I mean, it's just going to be, are you kidding me?
I mean, it is entertaining just to kind of watch. I'm trying to pull up the full text here because I want to read the appeal letter, which is funny. He wrote in by hand. He hand wrote this, and You know the joke where it's like you have the handwriting of a serial killer? He has the handwriting of a serial killer. And he did nothing to like squash that down at all. It's just like, oh, the serial killer's writing a letter saying it wasn't him in the handwriting of a serial killer. I mean, it just shows how ultimately dumb this guy is.
Yes.
And how he thinks he's such a deep thinker, and he thinks he's just so ironic, and he's just so this or that. And at the end of the day, what a buffoon he is.
You know,
just
the great research,
utter fucking buffoon he is.
Yeah, the great research out there will tell you that it's never IQ that determines how successful you are in your life. It's always EQ, the emotional intelligence. And without fail, every single case we cover, the level of emotional intelligence of these abhorrent buckets of genetic goo is zero. And every time you have someone like Koberger trying to write, because everyone say, well, if they're so stupid, how come they get away with these things sometimes? Well, it's because you have bungling idiots sometimes that do things wrong, or they just happen to dumb luck themselves into it. But the thing that always trips people up on these things is their low emotional intelligence, because they see themselves as victims, they see themselves as wound collectors, and they're going to get retribution, and they have zero emotional intelligence. They don't know themselves, they don't know others, they can't problem solve, and they get emotionally hijacked. They're completely idiots. And so when guys like Koberger start spewing stuff, sit back and watch a show of someone that has zero ability to interact. Plus, on top of that, very clearly undiagnosed by me because I'm not a licensed clinician, but very, very clearly high on psychopathy.
1,000%. Can I pull this up? I want to I'm gonna see if I can show you over here. People has published the...
Yeah, no, Bob's dying that he can't be on with us right now.
So, I mean, this is the writing of what it looks like. I mean, the writing of a serial killer or a third grader. One of the two.
Still,
he's not in third grade, so I think we know what's going on here. I'm going to read it because it's story time.
Yeah.
I wish we had, like, some story time music or something. Do we have anything like...
Oh, did you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry. You and I watched Clarkson's Farm. Little digress for everyone. And what do the Irish do? Yeah. I just give you a yeah.
Yeah, I wish we... Do we have... We'll go with this. Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Here we go. It is hereby declared... I should start... Okay, so this is his handwriting. Brian C. Koberger, he wrote in the... being first duly sworn on oath, deposes and says, and here's where he fills in those blanks. It is hereby declared that during attorney-client discussions, most of within included all members of Brian C. Koberger's immediate family, which is interesting to note, and I'll say this to the Brian C. Koberger family, now's the time to declare your allegiance. Are you on Brian's side or are you on the side of the victims? Because I'm going to tell you this, he's calling you out and he's saying that you're on his side. And I'll tell you what, if you are, and he's going to start using you as like name pieces, you better declare your side. Because if you are on his side, okay, you are now open game as well for us to discuss and dig into what exactly made this little fucking evil monster that is Brian Koberger. We haven't touched any of you because we feel horrible. I can't believe going through this. But if you're going to dig in deeper and think little Bri couldn't have done this, we'll find out exactly what made this shit show. So I think it's time to say what you believe.
And it'll be also interesting to see if his parents now foot the bill for actually paying for a lawyer for him.
Because believe me, there's fucking questions.
Oh my God. Thankfully, we can finally put this horrendous chapter in life behind us. And he brought it up again. They got to do it again.
Like, it's time to call out Lil Bri and put him to task for what he did. And if you don't believe me, there's questions. Looking at janitor dad bumbling around the yard doesn't look like the finest specimen of human DNA, in my opinion. So I'm wondering what the fuck's going on there. And I question a lot of what's going on there. But I digress.
Yeah, Brent Turvey, that's the guy. Yeah.
I digress. I do question what the fuck. But anyhow, let's go back to Lil Bri's letter, who's claiming that you're standing by his side like Sade. Continuing on, a petitioner was convinced to falsely confess to capital murder and felony burglary by coercion, disinformation, false promises, and the withholding of exculpatory discovery. The following is material to the inception of the plea. Counsel's failure to inform petitioner of exculpatory discovery received during plea discussions, namely clumps of unknown hair found in Ethan Chapin's hands, as well as the failure of further inquiry. Two, petitioner was convinced that actual guilt was not an important factor in considering plea acceptance. Well, I can't help, you're an idiot, Brian. That's kind of like what that is. Death row was imminent and advised to lie. Petitioner was given a legal victory in entering a false plea. A gross misrepresentation of and promises regarding what a life sentence would immediately afford petitioner, and a gross misrepresentation of death row in Idaho, including an elaborate fabricated story of counsel's horrific experiences touring an actual 6x8 death, that's the end of first page, row cell, all communicated to petitioner as his and his family, allegedly by IDOC through counsel, thus constituting threats and promises made to incite, I think it's supposed to say, or endure, incite, I can't tell what the fuck he wrote, a plea agreement. Signed, Brian C. Koberger.
Basically saying that he was promised life in prison was better than this.
Basically. They said there was going to be cookies.
Oh, God. The fact he wrote this, you know, so here's what's really great. Thank God for that moron that wrote that horrible book, because without that book, Koberger would not have done this and brought us such great entertainment. So we wouldn't see him suffering so much.
I needed a laugh.
I'm not a human being that likes watching other human beings suffer, but this is one, because he's not a human being. Again, abhorrent bucket of genetic goo.
I needed a good laugh today.
I hope we get more. I mean, it's not going to get another trial. Obviously, Bob's very vehement on it as well. But I really hope that we get a little bit more entertainment out of watching him suffer a little bit.
I mean, again, I mean, I Bob, you need to be here because I got questions for you.
his messages are great on the chat.
I know. He says it's killing me. But I mean, okay, Bob, I'm just going to ask you in chat. You tell me. I mean, is there any iota of where of this could possibly go anywhere? I mean, if he can back up some of these claims that he was bamboozled into accepting this agreement, and told that there was, it reads pretty shittily. I mean, but is there any ground, I guess, for any of this? I mean, an attorney at some point, and Ann Taylor did her job, in my view. I mean, she stood by him and tried to find every possible road that could go down. And at the end of the day, knew there was no road to go down.
And I tell you what, until I listened to Kevin Reddington, she was up there. You know, Kevin Reddington, yeah. You know, you got Bob Mata, Kevin Reddington, and Ann Taylor, the top three we've seen in the last couple of years, right?
Is there any scintilla of possibility that this does go anywhere? I mean, is there anything... The very strong defense that Ann Taylor put up for Brian Koberger, is there any judge in the world that looks at that and says, yeah, you weren't served by your public defender and you deserve a second chance? And the fact that Koberger is basically asking to have the death penalty, like, put back up and try me for that. I mean, does this go anywhere? Is this just some moron grandstanding from his cell because he was bored on a Tuesday and everybody needed some content?
Or you don't want the bitter bananas.
Brian, you picked a wrong week to do this because there's a lot of shit going on. You should have done this a couple weeks ago where it was more quiet. You would have gotten a lot more attention than what you're getting on this. But I just don't see it going anywhere. No. His argument is bad counsel. So there's a named attorney who spent 2 years on this case, you know, has her reputation riding on an accusation that she can't answer. Her office declined to comment. She's gagged by her own ethics rules while he talks to the New York Times. I'm wondering, again, good question for Bob, too, is Ann Taylor gagged by those ethics rules now that the client is out there saying that he didn't have adequate counsel? Can she now? I'd love to hear her story. I'd love to hear what the hell she thought was going on. If she's no longer counsel, is she still bound by those rules? I don't know the answer to that question.
I think she's too professional, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I do too.
And someone asked, might ask Mr. Drieg, why are they not trying to work with Koberger behind, you know, kind of like what they have the deal with, like, BAU and stuff, I'm guessing, is what that kind of question is. Maybe. Yeah. So here, I know that Rex Huerman made the deal to talk to BAU, part of his plea agreement. Understand this, though. Professors like Ramsland, which was his professor, as well as the BAU people, everyone on the face of the planet will try to attempt to interview him to gain knowledge for future cases, so you can create profiles and expand our knowledge base for really broken-brained individuals. But it really is up to them whether they accept that or not. Rex Huerman was part of that thing. Someone like Koberger, believe it or not, would love the ability to do that because it gives their ability to relive it. It gives a notoriety. It puts the attention on them. I'd be curious whether they actually had an interaction with him already. They may have. If not, they'll definitely be trying if they haven't already. But there's a long list of really broken-brained individuals out there that I guarantee they've already talked to and will continue to talk to.
I mean, is this because number one, does it matter why he did this? I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be some discombobulated, cognitive, fucked up distortion in his brain of why it was justified or why, you know, some woman looked at him the wrong way in his little incel brain and he got his feelings hurt and his tiny penis didn't do anything. You know, all of the shit that makes him who he is, the pathetic blob of human DNA that is Brian Koberger. But does anything here... I mean, is this a good thing that he seems to be stirring behind bars? Does that mean that maybe at some point he'll get bored enough and start telling us more about why he did this? But at the end of the day, like I said, even if he does it even matter? I mean, does whatever equation in his mind that he came up with that ended like this, does it matter? Especially if he's saying... he didn't do it.
So here's an interesting thing with that. So let's look at what he actually has for currency, kind of like Rex Huerman. The only thing that Rex Huerman and serial killers have after the fact is knowledge. Information is their currency. And there's a lot of things that people would like some answers to, like where'd you put the knife? Lestesh, because I've always theorized, because he studied past serial killers, that he probably secreted all the things he used and stashed it someplace that we don't know.
Yeah.
Getting that kind of information would be good to do. And so as he's getting desperate for interaction and for things, that becomes a leverage point against him, where it's like, hey, Koberger, you give us this and maybe we'll give you a little bit of attention today. And you start, so the fact that he's getting desperate for interaction, desperate for better bananas, whatever it is, it gives the government and profilers and all the other people leverage against him because he ain't going anywhere. Give me a break.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you give a broken brain like that a little bit of hope, and we actually might get a little bit of leakage over time on this one.
I mean, it's kind of Mindhunter-ish, you know, where you get the that crew in there, the behavioral analysis crew that can start asking some questions and examining like Huerman or like they did Kemper or like they did, you know, you name it. This seems to be a bit of a tell that he's getting restless.
Enraged. He's always been full of rage. I mean, just look at this. Rage becomes our lever of influence over him because he's uncontrollable in his rage. And when you look at people like BTK and you look at people like Rex Huerman and all these other serial killers, they seemingly have the ability to maintain calm, just that stoic, no reaction, just because they're emotionless, because there's nothing in there. But Koberger, and they all have that side of sadistic rage and all those things that we know about, but Koberger has a lack of ability to seemingly control it. He's very, very emotionally reactive, and that becomes a very, very powerful thing they can use against him when it comes to interviewing.
It's going to be fascinating.
So what's Bob say?
What did Bob say? His only two avenues are, my lawyer did not provide me all the potential exculpatory evidence, so my plea was uninformed. It's going nowhere. Okay. Well, yeah. What about that? Yeah. What about the hair thing, though? I mean, that's not necessarily, would that be considered exculpatory? We got to have this as a one-on-one conversation. we'll do that next week.
Here's what I say, Koberger, yeah. Try. Keep trying, man. You're making a great show. You're showing us how angry, and because every time he tries and doesn't get his way, what happens? He gets angrier. When he gets angrier, what happens?
Comedy
leakage,
gold.
Comedy gold and leakage. When people get angry and emotionally hijacked, they leak information. That is the easiest way to get intelligence.
It's going to be interesting. I don't know if he does anything else.
He's suffering, which is great.
Yeah. And I think is the biggest tell out of all this. He's not having a good time.
No.
He's feeling he was betrayed and people lied to him, or that jail isn't as hunky dory as he thought it was going to be when he decided to get his ticket punched and go on this ride. Sorry, it's not everything. It was cracked up to be, Bri.
I don't think anyone would ever believe that Ann Taylor sold him out.
No. Oh, my God, no. Oh, God. All right.
We were worried many times that Ann Taylor was doing too good of a job.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, and sorry, Brian. You made your decisions, and now you got to live with them.
Sweet, you're rotten bananas.
That's a shame. Look out for those broomsticks. That's going to wrap up today's conversation. Weigh in, give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation right there. Until next time, for Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? Who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big.